Hello? 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 Is anybody in here? Please. Help me. Please.
Life to the Lord, you become anew. You put away old habits and start living a life that's pleasing to God. But how many of us know that as soon as we get right, that's when the enemy wanna come stirring up mess? Oh, y'all quiet up in here today. Maybe it's just me. Y'all don't want me to get to preaching in this place. How many of us know that as soon as we get on the straight and narrow, temptation always seems to have a way of finding us? You see, that's because the enemy knows that God has a purpose for your life.
If you focused on that word as much as you focused on me, you'd make it into heaven. Smiley face.
You shouldn't be so focused on who's watching you. Why don't you focus on that solo you about to do?
Whatever.
But it's okay. You can come home today. The altar is now open. As you come, I ask that Sister Robinson come up and bless us with a musical selection.
Praise the Lord, saints. Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, in that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, I come.
You were great tonight, baby. I just wish you would have practiced a bit more. Hanging out all times of night didn't exactly help either.
Well, luckily, I live alone now, so you don't have to worry about that anymore.
Don't get snippy. Shall I remind you who helps fund that little condo of sin you like to shack up in?
Mom, please don't start. Here comes your little church friends.
Baby, you have such a beautiful voice. You ushered so many people into the Spirit tonight. You have that anointing. Don't you ever lose that, you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, well, I'll see you ladies bright and early tomorrow then.
Oh, I won't be here.
Tomorrow is attending a charity event on my behalf, so unfortunately, she will miss the breakfast. She'll most likely join us for service tomorrow evening.
Well, just remember that the Lord should always be number one.
Amen. He is indeed the head of our lives. We're just making time to do his good work. Charity.
Amen indeed. I have to go. It was very nice speaking with you, Miss Emma. Mom, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, dear. Enjoy your event.
I will.
Tomorrow is an intelligent, beautiful, and strikingly witty young woman with a bright future ahead. With pressures from her mother Jan to be perfect, she strives to be the best at everything she does, even if it means being seductively sneaky and downright malicious. Tomorrow has a secret. She's not as innocent as she portrays. In fact, she's downright sinister. Ride along this exciting journey and experience firsthand how the art of seduction is truly played. Sex, lies, and murder have never been told quite like this. I hope you're ready. Now back to the story.
Just been hectic. What you doing now?
Same thing I was doing when we first met. Waiting on you.
I can dig it.
I'm staying at my homie spot for the weekend. I'll text the address in a second.
I like the sound of that. I'm on my way.
Well, damn, sexy. Looking good, ain't you? How you been?
I've been pretty good. I can't complain. Damn, you kiss me like you miss me.
Well, I mean, I think you knew that already, though. Can I get you something to drink?
No, babe, I'm good. I only came here for one thing.
Oh, yeah?
Absolutely.
So, did you bring it?
Of course I did. We gonna have a good-ass time with all this shit. Get naked.
What?
Said, get naked.
Okay, wait. Let's go in the bathroom.
Nah, I want you right here. Get naked.
So, who's Craig?
Craig? Sure. I'll tell you about that motherfucker. Me and Sean hit up this bar lounge for a little ladies' night out, and we was feeling hella good. Just vibing out to the music and enjoying the drinks. It was exactly what we needed to end a long-ass work week.
Girl, this Henny got me feeling some kind of way. I'm about to text Brandon's ass and tell him to be ready for me when I get there.
Didn't I say we ain't talking about no home dick tonight?
No, you said you didn't want to talk about at-home dick tonight. I ain't mad at my man. Speaking of, how's Chris?
Who?
You play too much.
Girl, he's fine. But he ain't here, so in other news, I'm about to go hit the bar because this Jose ain't gonna refill itself.
Hey there, beautiful. What can I get for you?
My man Jose is hitting it right. Let me get a double shot of that.
Okay, coming right up.
You sure you can handle all that? You know, Jose ain't a friend to everybody.
His smell hit me before I even turned around. He had that come hither cologne scent, and it was definitely calling out my inner hoe. I turned around and saw this tall, well-built chocolate masterpiece standing before me. He was smiling from ear to ear like he already knew how the night would end. He was right. Jose fucks me very well, but thanks for your concern.
Okay, I hear that. Well, I'm Craig, Miss Cuervo. And you are?
Miss Cuervo is fine. Let's stick with that.
It was very nice to meet you, Miss Cuervo.
Nice to meet you as well, Craig.
Here's your double shot of Jose, sweetheart.
Thank you.
That'll be 18.
Hey, my man, put that and whatever else Miss Cuervo here is drinking tonight on my tab.
Thank you. But that isn't necessary.
It's very necessary. Have a great rest of your night, Miss Coelho.
I'll definitely do that.
Who is that?
Craig.
Oh, so y'all on first name basis now?
Sorta. I'm Miss Cuervo, and thanks to Miss Cuervo, our tab is paid for the entire night. You're welcome.
Oh, shit!
Needless to say, we enjoyed ourselves. At the end of the night, I noticed Craig was leaving. That was the first. He didn't come over and say goodbye or nothing. But I figured, oh well, my shit was free. Right before I go to head out myself, the bartender calls me over.
Excuse me. Craig wanted me to give you this.
It was a piece of paper with a note scribbled on it.
Miss Cuervo, I would love to finish the night off with you and in you. If you really oblige me for the night, I'm staying at the Farnsworth Hotel, room 306. And don't worry about checking in. They'll be expecting you.
So of course I walked up in that hotel like I own the place. And as expected, they were waiting on me with the key to Craig's room. I made my way to the elevator and got off on the third floor. I walked up to room 306 and slid my key in. I opened the door and surprise, surprise, it was a presidential suite. The windows had the most beautiful view of the city. And all I kept thinking was, damn, I want to fuck him right there in that window. He must have read my mind.
Miss Cuervo, you made it.
Yep, but you already knew that, didn't you?
Maybe. I got a drink for you.
No, thank you. I've had enough for tonight, but you enjoy that.
All right, well, let me show you around.
Or you could just show me the bedroom. That's why I'm here, right, Craig?
Touché. I like you. Okay, come on.
We made our way to the bedroom. His scent filled the entire room and slow jam softly played, creating the perfect ambiance. He had it dimly lit with candles like he was going to romance the fuck out of me. I walked to the foot of the king-sized bed and slowly started to undress to the music. Craig never took his eyes off me. I crawled to the center of the bed and spread my legs wide open so he could see this juicy-ass pussy. Before long, I was lost in the music. I started rubbing my nipples and fingering my pussy like he wasn't even there. That damn Jose had me feeling lovely. Craig just watched. Come here. Craig stood in front of me and started to undress. When he finally unveiled his dick, I was in love. It was long, chocolate, nice and thick. His body was amazing. He went back to the table and grabbed his drink. I watched him as he took a few sips and slowly poured the rest all over me. He climbed onto the bed and slurped my entire body. Damn, boy.
Come sit that pussy on my face.
I did as I was told. I stood up on my knees and allowed him to nestle his head in between. His face was a seat fit for a queen. When I sat down, he clapped my hips and his tongue entered me like a fucking hurricane. He went straight Tasmanian devil on this pussy. I rolled his face like a professional cowgirl. The juices that trickled down his face made it all worth it. I decided to return the favor. Come here.
Down, I'm a bust.
You bet not. I haven't even hopped on this dick yet. I figured I better hop on that fat chocolate dick before he came and ruined my whole damn night. Nothing I hated worse than a nigga who couldn't laugh. It was just a little head. He should have been able to handle it. He hopped on that dick and he lost his damn mind. Without warning, he flipped me the fuck over and started to pound my pussy from the back. I ain't gonna lie, that shit gave him some extra points. Damn, that's some good ass dick.
Fuck.
Crack fucked me pretty good. I wish it lasted longer, but hey, it was definitely worth the trip. Once it was over, I got up from the bed and started to gather my shit.
You know you don't have to leave, right? You're more than welcome to stay the night. Order some room service, you can order up some Jose, everything. Hell, you may even go shopping in the morning.
Aw, you're sweet. But I gotta go, love. I have a long day ahead. But I had fun with you.
You sure?
Yep. But thanks for everything, Craig.
So I gotta know. Can we meet up again? I'll be here till the end of the week, then I'm off to Texas for a little while.
Sure. Hand me your phone. I'll put my number in. There.
Miss Cuervo, for real? All that. You're not even going to tell me your name?
What's in the name?
Wait a minute. You're not on the run or anything like that, are you?
No, nothing like that.
So tell me your name.
All my friends call me Kiss.
Okay, Kiss. Is that short for Cassandra or something like that?
Something like that.
All right, Kiss. I'll take it. I'll call you. Oh, and thanks for a great night.
My pleasure.
So you mean to tell me that was the last time you saw Craig?
Yep. I fucked his brains out and then I went on my merry way.
So how did he end up like this?
I had nothing to do with that. I'm a lover, not a fighter. I'm sure there were plenty of holes in Craig's phone. And unless you have any evidence or proof, you have to release me. Matter of fact, I'm not saying another word without my lawyer present.
Fine. If this is how you want to play this game. But I'm going to prove that you killed Craig, and once I do that, I'm going to link your crazy, psychotic ass to all these other murders, too.
Good luck.
Hello? 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 Is anybody in here? Please. Help me. Please. Where are you? I can hear your heels.
Oh, shut up. You are so fucking pathetic.
Crazy bitch. What do you want from me? You put some in my drink, didn't you? Crazy motherfucker. Fun. He's having fun, right? Crazy bitch. Just wait till I get low. Ah, you mother.
Didn't I tell you to shut the fuck up? You ain't so bold now, are you, motherfucker? Nigga, you ain't gonna do shit. You tied up.
Hi. Just listen. Just let me go. Just please. Come on. Just let me go. Please. I won't say shit to nobody. I promise. Just I won't tell. Just please let me go.
Are you done yet?
What are you gonna do with that knife?
This is my baby. Isn't she fucking sexy?
Special
for me.
Just listen. Just let me go. Come on, kids. Just let me. Oh!